You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with April Davis, one of the leading matchmakers and date coaches. She is the founder of Cupid's Cronies Matchmakers and provides singles advice on dating, confidence, relationships, and how to find love. April, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Yes, well, thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. Certainly looking forward to some of this information that certainly can help folks even produce more in their businesses as well. And interested to hear more about how you're doing with your business plans here. So you're the founder of Cupid's Cronies. Can you explain a little bit about your company and what is it that you offer?
Absolutely. Cupid's Cronies is an upscale matchmaking and date coaching firm. We sit down and get to know our clients thoroughly to understand who they are, who they're looking for, and also who they've dated in the past. Then we go out and we find the person that is the right match for them. So we have a free option, and anyone can join and be considered as a match to one of our clients. All they have to do is just fill out a free profile form on our website. And then if they look like someone one of our clients would be interested in meeting, our matchmakers will sit down with them and screen them and basically just see if it's a good fit, and if it is, we'll set up the date.
Who would be the typical client?
You know, we really don't have a typical client. Some people are busy professionals who don't have time for online dating and going on a lot of blind dates, you know, and also we have some people that are just young and inexperienced, and they really value the date coaching aspect that we bring to the table. Then also we have clients that live in rural parts of the U.S. and they just have a hard time meeting people because there aren't a lot of people around them and that they haven't already met before. And so we can bring them or introduce them to people that are outside their typical network.
What is the best dating advice that you could give for men?
Well, for men, you know, contrary to popular belief, chivalry is not dead. You know, women, they still love it when a gentleman opens their car door and actually calls them versus just texting them to ask her out on a date. Also, it's nice to actually pick her up at her house and go to the door versus just honking the horn at her. So, men, chivalry is not dead, believe it or not. Women do, they still want those old-fashioned kinds of ways.
Yeah, that certainly is a great point that you bring up there. Today we're joined by April Davis, one of the leading matchmakers and date coaches. She's the founder of Cupid's Cronies Matchmakers and provides single advice on dating, confidence, relationships, and how to find love here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. April, tagging on to the last question, what is the best dating advice that you could give for women?
Well, it kind of has to do with my answer for men, you know, with women, I would say bring sexy back because, you know, our gender roles have changed over the years. And nowadays women are, you know, they're single and independent and, you know, they have to fend for themselves. So in a way, they've had to take on more of a masculine type role, especially in the workforce. And so my advice for women is to get back in touch with their femininity and really bring that out. You know, remember why men like women in the first place. It's because of all their feminine characteristics. And, you know, I would encourage them to take some time for themselves, get that massage, get your nails done, and wear a dress. You know, not just when you're on a date, but when you're out and about and maybe looking to attract other guys. And be get back in touch with that femininity.
Another bit of great advice there. How are you different from other services getting back to the business?
Well, I would say, you know, our services are different because we entail a coaching component. We try to understand what's worked for our clients in the past and what hasn't worked so we can try to understand, identify any negative patterns or obstacles we can help them to overcome. You know, everyone is unique and has different needs, and our goal is for them to put their best foot forward. So when we introduce them to someone, their chances of success is higher. So sometimes I will take my clients out shopping. Other times I've taken them to the barber and told them to get a certain kind of haircut, because we all have those friends that were like, gosh, you know, if they just changed that one thing about them, then they would be so much more attractive, or they could get a girlfriend, or, you know, there's different things that they're doing to themselves, a lot of, you know, self-sabotage. And we'll call those out. We're basically, you know, like their sister and their friend, to be able to give them that honest feedback and advice in order to help them to attract the person that they want.
Lastly, what's the main reason why people enlist your services and have a hard time meeting someone?
Well, you know, nowadays people are so busy, and they don't have time to really go on a bunch of dates, and it's hard to meet people. You know, we have all these options of online dating, but it can be really tedious and time consuming. And also, you don't know until you get there if they're lying about their age, if their photo is out of date, you know, all those kinds of things. And that can be quite disturbing and a big waste of time. Also, so many people are just looking to hook up versus an actual committed relationship. And anyone that works with us and takes the time to go through a matchmaker and spend that, you know, half hour, 2 hours or whatever with us to help explain, you know, what they're looking for, you know, they're committed to trying to find a real relationship. And so that's what everybody that works with us, they're looking for, is that real long-term committed relationship, maybe marriage even. And then also, you know, the other option is for people to just meet in the bar. And of course, you know, that's not ideal. Or, you know, your friends might set you up on dates, and a lot of times the friends just set you up with who they think is attractive or who they think is a good fit for them, but not necessarily for you. So people really like having someone like a matchmaker out there looking for them on their behalf and really doing that work to find the person for them, you know, and it just takes the labor out of finding love.
Well, certainly has been nice to have had you and to find out what you're doing and what you're offering. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Cupid's Cronies Matchmakers online and how they can be in touch?
Yes, we have locations all across the U.S., and they can go to our website at cupidscronies.com. It's CupidsCronies.com. And they can just fill out the profile form, get added into our database, or give us a call at 1-855-62-CUPID. Thank you very much for having me today.
April, thanks for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you. Take care.
You bet. We've been speaking with April Davis, one of the leading matchmakers and date coaches, and the founder of Cupid's Cronies Matchmakers, and provides single advice on dating, confidence, relationships, and how to find love. And once again, the website of reference is cupidscronies.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.